And good morning. I'm Jeff. And again, this is The People Speak, talking today with Allison from the Randolph County Farm Bureau. How are you?
I'm good. You know, it rained this weekend and we're all hoping for that. So that made my weekend, but hopefully we get some more here soon.
It was getting pretty dusty.
It was getting pretty rough, and I know the farmers were really hoping we get some rain. It was really hit and miss on what you got, though. So hopefully everybody got what they wanted and we get some more soon.
That's the other thing. It seems like, you know, some years we get way too much rain, and other years, like this year so far up to this point anyway, you know, we don't get enough.
I don't think it's ever perfect.
No, I mean, yeah, it would be nice, but I guess it's just,
nice.
Yeah. So just briefly here, got a few things we're going to talk about today, and of course.
Yeah, we've got a few events coming up this summer, and yeah, I'm excited to talk about them today.
All right, we'll take a quick break here, and we'll come back and talk with Allison from the Randolph County Farm Bureau. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back. Again, today we're talking with Allison from the Randolph County Farm Bureau, and mentioned a couple things coming up here. Of course, we've got the Pull for Ag. It seems like we were just talking about that last year.
Yeah, it comes up really quick. But our Pull for Ag is our shoot at the shooting complex that we host with Perry County Farm Bureau, and it benefits both Randolph and Perry County's Ag in the Classroom program. It's on July 15th this year, and we're really excited. We're hoping we have a great showing. Early registration is due by July 1st, and it's $70. But you can register that day. You can just show up, register. It'll be $80. And your registration comes with your opportunity to shoot, lunch, ice cream, obviously. And if you register by that July 1st, you'll get a t-shirt from us as well. It's always a really great day to see everybody out supporting Ag in the Classroom. And we have a lot of great prize options as well. I think we give out almost $3,000 in prizes. Wow. So if you're a really good shooter, you could probably take home some pretty good cash. And if you just want to come out and have fun and enjoy lunch and just a day supporting Ag in the Classroom, we'd love to have you.
I'm not a bad shooter. I can shoot air real good.
Yeah. And I don't know much about shooting or guns or anything, but another thing that we do is we do raffle off a gun as well. So if you can't make it that day but you're interested, we're raffling off a handgun, a Glock G19 Gen 5. It's at C4 Gun Store. And we only do 400 tickets, so it's pretty limited. And it's $10 a ticket.
So you got a 1 in 400 chance if you buy one ticket.
Yes,
if you buy more than one, you got...
If you buy more than one ticket, you have way more chances.
That's a lot better than odds in the lottery.
Yes, a lot better odds. And you don't have to be present at our poll to win. Just put your number down on your ticket, and we'll give you a call if you win.
Okay, great. I always say that, you know, in a situation like that, I mean, I could buy 399 tickets, and I still wouldn't win. But anyway, so that's coming up July 15th?
Then? July 15th.
Okay, and then the deadline for the registration is?
For early bird, it's July 1st, and if you don't make that, that's just to guarantee you a t-shirt. You can register that day as well. Okay. Course opens at 8 o'clock in the morning, and last shooters need to be on the course by 11. So come shoot in the morning, have your lunch, and then enjoy some shootouts.
All right. So make sure to keep that in mind. Put that on your calendar. Some other things, you kind of caught me off guard when you said a meal prep class.
A meal prep, yes. So last year around this time, we partnered with Sparta Community Hospital and hosted a meal prep class where you'll make 10 meals that go into either a Ziploc freezer bag or like a tray, and you can just throw it in your crock pot, put it on low, and then usually most of them are about 6 hours later, you have a meal. We did it last year. It was a great hit. Everybody enjoyed it. We're doing it again on July 18th.
Okay.
So you have the option of a meal, 10 meals for a family of two, which is $90.90. It's a really odd number. And 10 meals for a family of five, which is $151.50. So if you're a family of two and you don't want leftovers, Mm-hmm. I'd suggest that one. If you do like leftovers, do a family of five. We had a few people do that, and they said it worked really well. The meals are, we had great feedback from the meals last year. We repeated some from last year that were a pretty good hit. And then we're trying some new ones. I know we've got like meatballs, pork chops, chicken breasts, enchiladas, sloppy joes, a lot of really good stuff we've got. I'm excited for it.
It's like if you're in a hurry and you don't have time to sit and prepare anything, you just throw it in. And
exactly. It's a quick, easy, healthy meal. If you register before July 1st, Sparta Community Hospital will provide $5 off your registration. And then also, if you're a Farm Bureau member, you'll get $5 off as well.
Oh, wow.
So if you're a Farm Bureau member and you register before July 5th, you save $10 off your meals.
Can't beat that.
Can't beat that. It ends up being a really good deal. The meals are great. It's easy if you have a busy summer coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people have kids that do this, and they've got travel ball, vacations. Everybody's busy, vacation Bible school. Like, there's so much going on.
Yeah, you think school's out, you got time. Nah.
No. So that is on July 18th. You can call our office and register. That early bird registration is due before July 1st, but all registration is due by July 10th. So if you're interested, call our office and order your meals. We're really excited for it.
So, and when is that coming up?
July 18th.
July 18th. So just a few days past the poll, right?
We're very busy.
So we're taking care of your people's July schedule here.
Yes.
when we move into August, too, now we've got the grand coming in.
Yeah, we'll have the grand coming up. We'll start selling ice cream July 30th, that Sunday. And we'll go until Friday, August 11th. So about 2 weeks of ice cream. So definitely in that time frame, make sure you come on out and get some ice cream from us. This year, we're trying a new flavor. But to do that, we had to take one away. So hopefully people enjoy. Last year, for a few days, we tried a cookies and cream ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And it went over really good. So we're trying that this year. So we will not have mint chocolate chip.
Mm.
So if you're a mint chocolate chip fan, trust me, the cookies and cream is worth it.
Just as long as you don't take the peach away.
The peach is staying. So we'll have our vanilla and chocolate, peach, butter pecan, and now cookies and cream.
You know, the Farm Bureau needs to develop its own label for their ice cream, you know.
You know, that'd be really nice, but I don't want to make ice cream all year round.
Yeah, true.
This 2 weeks is about what you get out of me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't have, you know, I mean, your ice cream manufacturers, you don't have the equipment they have where they more or less kind of, you know, makes tens of thousands of gallons, you know.
And I think that's what makes ours so unique and tastes so great is it's homemade. You can't get more homemade than what we're doing. Maybe cranking it by hand. We have electric machines that might be a little more homemade than us. But it's homemade. It tastes so good that way. There's a couple farm bureaus and they have soft serve ice creams. And I say, we don't have the same ice cream. Mine's better. But come on out during the grand and try our homemade ice cream if you haven't. And if you are a fan, come on out as well.
That'd be a good marketing feature for you. Right out in front of your tent there or whatever, you know, have someone sitting there, you know, dressed kind of an older outfit with a crank ice cream thing, and we make the best ice cream.
I don't know if we can get anyone to volunteer to do that. It's pretty hot out there. Yeah,
that would be it, too. So, but, of course, that, like I said, it'll be coming up in the grand here, which will be here before we know it.
Yeah, it's going to be here before we know it. It sneaks up on us.
So. I'll tell you what, we got another break. Let's go ahead and throw that in here, and we'll come back and talk some more with Allison from the Farm Bureau. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back. Again, talking with Allison from the Randolph County Farm Bureau and talking about a few things today. Got a couple more things to talk about. One was you just said here, something coming up?
Yeah, out at the Grand a few years ago, we started a membership appreciation day. So we're bringing that back. And if you come visit us on August 2nd, we'll be out, our board, and hopefully some country agents serving some ice cream for you guys. And if you show your membership card, you'll get a free ice cream.
Can't beat that.
Can't beat that. So it's just a really good way while we're out there for our members to come out, enjoy some ice cream, socialize with each other. Mm-hmm. You know, we always recommend while you're out there to check out Butcher Block, right, that shares the tent with us. Grab some of their food beforehand. Come finish it up with some ice cream from us for free with your membership card.
Get you a nice, you know, meat sandwich of some sort, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And whatever. And then, like you said, you know, dessert.
Get your dessert right off your membership, you know. They have really great food at Butcher Block. We're lucky to be at a tent with them. And it works out really great whenever people come, get supper, and join us for ice cream afterwards. So we'll be out there 10 to 6 on August 2nd. Just show your membership card for free ice cream.
Right. And also, they want to remember the new flavor, too.
Yes, our new flavor of cookies and cream and mint chocolate chip will not be there this year. It might come back. We don't know. The recipe's in storage.
There you go. Under tight security. Right?
Under tight security.
I know school's out right now, but Ag in the Classroom?
Yeah, Ag in the Class. School's out, but Ag in the Classroom had a really great year this year. Andrea, our coordinator, she had just a great time visiting the third grade classrooms and seeing all the kids. And even though school's out, she does like to teach the teachers in the summer. So she's teaching the kids during the school year, and then we change it up for the teachers. So this year, we'll be having our Summer Ag Institute, which is a day for the teachers to get together and learn more about just ag in general, ag in the classroom. And for doing it, they get ROE credits. So if you're needing some credits from the Regional Office of Education, this is a fun way to do that. It'll be on July 14th, and you can call our office to register or email Andrea at aitc@rcfb.org. So Ag in the Classroom at Randolph County Farm Bureau. Okay. Pretty easy to remember. And we're really excited for this year's. Our teachers are going to visit the flower farm outside Redbud. And they're going to learn about the flower farm. And then I think we're picking flowers and making a bouquet. So you get, you know, take home something pretty. And then after that's done, the meeting and all the fun is going to be at Leaferboro Brewery. So pretty great place to have a meeting, in my opinion. I think the teachers would really enjoy that. We make the day really fun, and it goes by so fast because Ag in the Classroom is just such a fun thing to do, in my opinion. It's a completely different style of teaching. It's more hands-on.
Right, and I guess this, too, kind of gives the teachers you know, a heads up as far as like when the school year starts, the program in the classroom then.
Yep. Yep. So if you're a teacher and you haven't had Andrea come to your classroom as much, or you really want to, or you wonder what she does or what Ag in the Classroom is, this is such a great way to learn about what she can provide to you to start planning for next year. We love when Ag in the Classroom schedule is full and Andrea's out in the classrooms, and we'd love to see that again this fall semester. It's going to come up quicker than we realize.
It's true. Every like I said, you know, we mentioned the grand here. It seems like we were just talking about the grand last year.
Yep.
You know, it's like it's over, and now we're getting ready to start this year.
It comes so fast.
So, anything else that we've got?
Those are our programs coming up. So, we've got a pretty busy summer with that Pull for Ag starting off in the middle of July on July 15th. Right after that, on the 18th, is our meal prep class. And for either of those, if you're interested, just call our office and we'll get you the information you need and sign you up.
Okay. All right. Well, Allison, thanks for stopping in.
Thank you.
And we'll look forward to talking to you next month when we'll be just days away from the grant.
Days away.
All right. Allison from the Randolph County Farm Bureau here this morning on The People Speak. Wrap things up. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.